Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Anna Palmer. If you haven't heard yet, House Republicans are trying to pass an immigration bill. They scheduled a vote this week for a compromise bill negotiated by moderates and conservatives. Late last night, they dropped a 116-page amendment to that legislation, which would create an E-Verify and agricultural guest worker programs. This bill is scheduled to get a vote Wednesday, less than 2 days after the massive 116-page amendment was dropped. Top aides tell us it's still unlikely this will pass, and the Senate is going to ignore it. So that's that.
Here's the next crisis. The president is having lunch today with House and Senate appropriators, the people who write the spending bills at the White House. Expect them to talk about the border wall. Anyone who tells you confidently that the government won't shut down in September over an impasse about the wall is way too confident.
And a big thanks for reading, Mr. President. Trump responded last night to a playbook item over the weekend, where we quoted Senator Mark Warner making a joke about the Mueller investigation. He told donors on Martha's Vineyard on Friday night, "If you get me one more glass of wine, I'll tell you stuff only Bob Mueller and I know. If you think you've seen wild stuff so far, buckle up. It's going to be a wild couple of months."
Trump responded by tweeting at 7:22 last night, "Why is Mark Warner perhaps in a near drunken state, claiming he has information that only he and Bob Mueller, the leader of the 13 angry Democrats on a witch hunt, knows? Isn't this highly illegal? Is it being investigated?" Close quote. For his part, Warner told our colleagues Monday on Capitol Hill that his remarks were a bad joke.
And we've got a first in playbook. The Tax Coalition is going up with a two-ad, seven-figure buy criticizing the GOP tax plan. The first ad, entitled Grandma, shows a grandmother giving a pile of candy to one grandchild and a single piece of candy to another. "Some people start off with more than others, and so we're going to be giving them even more," the grandmother says. This will air in Reno and Las Vegas, and it is a $500,000 buy. The group is also going up in Syracuse, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Virginia Beach, and Philadelphia with an ad entitled Accountant, with a CPA saying the tax ad is bad.
Another primary day today, Stephen Shepard and Scott Bland break down the six things we should all be watching. They are Trump's swampy picks, Romney launches his third act in electoral politics, New York's restless Democratic activists strike out against entrenched incumbents, Democratic self-funders go for broke, Maryland Dems fight for the chance to face Governor Larry Hogan, and will Doug Lamborn be reborn? Here's a story that House Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady will not like. The New York Times has a piece about the new tax form, and it's more complicated than ever.
Here's the breakdown on Trump's rally in South Carolina last night. The Washington Post reports that Trump targeted Arnold Schwarzenegger for his bad TV ratings, continued ranting against Representative Mark Sanford, this time for his extramarital affair, accused Senator John McCain of grandstanding, and called Stephen Colbert, who is from South Carolina, a lowlife, and continued his tirade against Jimmy Fallon over the infamous hair tussle. Meanwhile, another sideshow is happening. BuzzFeed reports on CNN's Jim Acosta first getting booed, but then getting asked for selfies and even signing autographs.
Sarah Ferris and John Bresnahan report on how the Senate is firing another warning shot at Trump over Chinese telecom giant ZTE. They continue to insert language in must-pass spending bills that would limit the U.S. ties to the Chinese company by banning federal agencies from buying its products. Ben White has the big picture on the trade wars with a look at how they have started to trigger recession fears.
And here's a new one. The New York Times is reporting that Sean Spicer is testing out a new job, developing a talk show with the tentative title Sean Spicer's Common Ground, where he would host interesting and thoughtful public figures for a drink and some light conversation at a local pub or cafe, according to the pitch sheet for the show's pilot. And there were more protesters against Trump administration officials last night. This time, USA Today reports, it was outside Stephen Miller's D.C. condo building. Miller was not at home as he was traveling with the president.
Here's the latest in the investigations. ABC is reporting that special counsel Bob Mueller has obtained Eric Prince's phones and computers as they look into questions about whether he tried to backchannel between the Trump administration and Russia. Josh Gerstein reports that Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti is arguing that if a gag order is issued in his case, it should also cover Trump.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. In the morning, the president meets with the National Executive Committee members of the Associated Builders and Contractors. He will have lunch with members of Congress and will also meet with West Virginia Governor Jim Justice in the Oval Office. Later in the afternoon, Trump will present the Medal of Honor. And just a quick reminder, Please join us for a sit-down with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tomorrow morning at Ajax. Doors open at 7:50. You can RSVP online. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.